Megan Rapinoe 100% supports trans inclusion. Fairness in sports not more important than preventing suicide. By Hannah Blow on June 20, 2022. Far-left U.S. soccer star and famed national anthem protester Megan Rapinoe is 100% supportive of trans inclusion in girls and women's sports. Attempting to justify her unscientific position by contending that fairness in women's sports is not more important than any one kid's life. I'm 100% supportive of trans inclusion, Rapinoe said in an interview with Time, making the admission as the debate continues to emerge as a national issue, forcing some states to take action to protect girls and women's sports. We're missing almost everything. At the highest level, there is regulation. In collegiate sports, there is regulation. And at the Olympic and professional level, it's not like it's a free-for-all where everyone's just doing whatever, she said, seemingly ignoring the fundamental physical advantages biological men have over women. However, she attempted to justify her position by contending that the transgender debate has been too focused on sports when in reality, she said, it is about trans people's lives more generally. I think people also need to understand that sports is not the most important thing in life, right? Life is the most important thing in life. And so much of this trans inclusion argument has been put through the extremely tiny lens of elite sports, she said. We're talking about kids. We're talking about people's lives. Her remarks coincide with FINA, the international governing body for swimming, adjusting the rules prohibiting men who hit male puberty from competing against women, even if they claim to be female. Under this new rule, a Penn swimmer Leah Thomas would be excluded from competing against women, as he had been in the NCAA championships. Meanwhile, several states have already begun taking action to protect women's sports, including Florida, South Carolina, and Louisiana. We're talking about the entire state government coming down on one child in some states, three children in some states, Rapinoe said, claiming that transgender youth are committing suicide because they are being told that they're gross and different and evil and sinful and they can't play sports with their friends that they grew up with. I think it's monstrous. I would also encourage everyone out there who is afraid someone's going to have an unfair advantage over their kid to really take a step back and think, what are we actually talking about here? Your kid's high school volleyball team just isn't that important, she said, making the argument that fairness in sports is not more important than any one kid's life. Rapinoe's remarks also coincide with a recent report from the Heritage Foundation, which found that easy access to puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones has increased youth suicide rates, as Breitbart News detailed. The 25-page report, written by senior research fellow Dr. Jay Green, analyzes existing studies about the effectiveness of these treatments in preventing youth suicides. Green found, similar to a recent report published by Florida Medicaid, that current research fails to show a causal relationship and has been poorly executed. The author took his analysis a step further, conducting research with what he called a superior research design. He ultimately found that easing access to puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones by minors without parental consent increases suicide rates. President Biden, however, has continued to push the agenda of radical transgender activists, advising parents to affirm their child's gender.